listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now on the phone, Super Geeks, man, we've got Kirk from Crowbar. What's going on, Kirk?
Oh, getting ready to rock Chicago tonight, man. So just got to the venue, and tour's been great so far. So tonight ought to be real good. Chicago on a Saturday night, it's always awesome.
Absolutely, man. Hey, first off, I want to say congrats on 30 years of playing music, man. It's such a huge milestone. Did you ever think that you'd still be doing this 30 years later?
Part of me says yes, and part of me says no. It's kind of like it's forever ago when I think back to the very beginning of, you know, playing. I mean, as a kid even, I mean, I actually played my first gig in 1980, so that was like, what, 35 years ago?
Wow.
You know, at an old fair or something, you know, festival, yeah. Fair thing, yeah. At the church, whatever. Back, you know, it was my first gig ever, but yeah, so I mean, in a way, it's forever ago, and it, you know, but at the same time, I mean, my goal was always to have longevity, not to have, you know, huge success.
Yeah.
You know, I'm much happier being on the journey that never ends than having like a, you know, a hot, you know, being a hot for a couple
5 or 10 years.
And
yeah, yeah.
Career's done, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I never looked to get rich.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm not. But I love what I do, and you know that's the important part.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a bunch of loyal fans, especially here in the Detroit area. What does it mean to you to have so many people that have been so heavily influenced by you and your playing style?
It means everything. I mean, you know, it's such a great feeling to know that influenced people's playing style, and you know the lyrics help them, you know, in life, you know, get through times where they were struggling with life,
and
I get that every day. So many people, you know, on how much the lyrics and the music and the playing style and all has, you know, affected them as people and as musicians, and it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. So many great bands were part of the whole NOLA sound when it came out. Are you still tight with most of those guys?
Oh, totally.
Do you get a chance to see them often? You guys still hang out and stuff when you're when you got free time?
Oh, I mean, the last couple of we've been hanging out with Pat Bruders and his wife a pretty good bit. Pat, you know, he's in town, and he was the original bass player in Godor.
Okay.
I've been in touch with Sammy from Godor quite a bit. I'm on an email thread for the Saints with. So, you know, Phil Anselmo and Matt Brunson, my other guitar players on it. We got about 50, 60 people on there. So we're in touch constantly pretty much, you know. When I had my 50th birthday, Pepper came out. And, you know, we had a good time hanging out. Everything's cool with everybody. It's just, you know, for me, it was just, I mean, none of us really go out anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's got families now pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, we do run into each other at barbecues and crawfish boils and the occasional gig and whatnot, so. Yeah, everything's, we do keep in touch.
Cool. You've been a part of so many awesome things and got to experience so many amazing things over the years. Is there one big thing that stands out, one big accomplishment that you'll never forget musically?
I mean, there's so many. I mean, I would say probably one of like, you know, like say a dream come true type thing would be when I was with Down and we were supporting Metallica. We support the main support act on the first leg of the Death Magnetic tour, and that first leg started in Arizona, but it ended in New Orleans. So we got to play. I got to play hometown, you know, opening for Metallica in the New Orleans arena. Well, now it's called the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah,
and you know, my dad was there, and all my friends, and James Hetfield actually got up and played "Bury Me in Smoke" with us. So that was pretty surreal.
Oh wow!
You know, to be playing in the hometown with Hetfield on stage, jamming with us, you know.
That's awesome.
That was probably in a lot of ways like the highlight. Like, wow, you know, I mean, that's the type of thing you dream of as a kid when you're staring at the Judas Priest and Iron Maiden posters in your room, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, something that I know shocked a bunch of people was you leaving the band Down to put your main focus back on Crowbar. What was the main reason for that? Did you just feel it was time to get back to Crowbar?
I mean, there's so many reasons. I mean, you know, a lot of it was. I was missing Crowbar a lot, you know, a whole lot of it was really, you know, getting married and really kind of settling more into my home life being a family type situation, which was kind of unusual for me, you know, and just finding that, hey, this is just not working, you know. And I mean, I know with, you know, I mean, I've been knowing Phil, obviously, Jesus, since we're freaking kids, literally.
Yeah.
He likes to do a lot of different things. That's why he started, you know, Housecore Records.
Yeah.
That's why he does, you know, he does the illegals. And I mean, right now, I know he's doing some stuff with Superjoint. And it's just a lot of things. It's kind of like, for me, in order to make a living playing music, I have to work a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for a person like Phil, he's working every day. Believe me, he is, whether it's, you know, writing something, producing something, you know, whatever. He's working all the time, and with the label and everything too. He's got it all in house. You know, it's the name Housecore, but it's right there. You know, at literally on his property, the studio and everything. So
yeah.
He's so busy with all that. But for me, it's like I need to be in order to make money, because nobody makes money with selling records, because nobody buys records.
Yeah.
So in order for me to make a living, I need to be a touring musician,
yeah.
And that's what I do with Crowbar. I can do things on my own terms and be my own boss, and that's the way it had to be. And my wife Robin is, you know, super involved in every aspect of the business. And when we're in the States, you know, she does the merch everywhere for us.
Yeah.
But in the States, she also is our tour manager. So it's great to be able to travel with her.
Absolutely.
You know, and that way, it allows me to stay on the road longer, and you know, and obviously make more money. The longer you're out there, the more you make, and not be missing her. I mean, it's different with the kids. I mean, my stepson, he'll be 17. He stays by his father when we're out of town, and he stays with us,
yeah.
You know, the whole time we're in town. And I'm real good friends with his dad too. We have a great relationship with all that. My daughter, all she's ever known is daddy plays guitar in a heavy metal band. So, you know, my relationship with her is fantastic. But her and her mother, my ex-wife, live about an hour and a half from New Orleans. So me and Robin get her on a lot of weekends for sleepovers and whatnot. And we text and call every day, and, you know, we have a great relationship. It's just, I mean, she was born in 2003, so I was already, you know, full-blown for quite some time,
yeah.
By the time she was even born. So that's all she knows. You know, she's, you know, on tour, in the studio,
yeah.
Making
oh, yeah.
records, whatever, and she loves it. You know, she's real proud of me, and that means a lot. So it all works out great.
No, cool. Hey, your latest CD, as you mentioned, Symmetry in Black, it's been out for a year now. Are you happy overall with how the album's been received, how the fans have been digging the new stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I really, you know, reviews were 98% overwhelmingly positive, and old fans love it. Well, I think we made some new fans, which is very important.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we won a lot of people's, you know, top 10 of the year, heavy metal records. In fact, we were number 9 in Rolling Stone magazine, top 20 metal records of 2014. We were number 9, so that was kind of a nice gesture, you know, on that part to give it the thumbs up. Yeah, I mean, all in all, the whole band is super proud and very, you know, very happy with the way the record turned out, with the whole recording process, the songs,
awesome.
And you know, and the feedback and positive stuff from the fans has been great as well. So
cool,
that's awesome.
Yeah, hey, amazing show last night in Detroit. I love that you guys did the Zeppelin cover, Battlecross, and Lord Dying just totally brought it. You've got 2 more weeks of this current tour. How the show's been overall?
Really good. Last night was a good, really good one. I mean, you know, all the guys in Battlecross and Lord Dying are super, super, super cool guys. You know, they're 2 great bands that are vastly different, which I really like that. I love this package.
Yeah.
Because Battlecross are a great band. You know, but it's a really cool thing, because you can't get any more black and white than what we are. We are totally the opposite of everything they're about, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But we still have the same common thing of love for metal and, you know, and love for music, and they're great guys, you know, and a great band to have on tour, and they kick ass every night, as does Lord Dying, and you know, it's a really good, really, really good package. It's probably the best U.S. Package we've had as far as Crowbar headline, and really since we started back, you know, doing this full time.
What does the rest of the year hold for Crowbar? Any other tours in the works, or any big things happening later this year?
Yeah, we go to Europe for a couple of weeks toward the end of July and into August. We get back about the middle of August. We're going to start writing, and then we are in the process of we're going to make something happen. We want to be like main support to a band. All the tours we've done, we've headlined. We want to be main support to a bigger act. We're trying to base something around Phil's Housecore Horror Fest, which we are, you know, happy to be a part of this year, which that runs November 13th, 14th, and 15th in San Antonio. And Crowbar are on that bill, so we're trying to get in the process of trying to work a tour around that. You know, kind of like take a break from the writing, do that, and then when we get back from that, I believe we're looking to try and go to the UK in December for about, you know, I guess, you know, 10, 12 shows. That's a pretty good bit of shows in the UK. It's a lot smaller than people think, even though there's a lot of big cities. But, and then probably go into the studio. So I'm my goal is to be in the studio by the end of the year.
Cool. And then a couple of fan questions for you. Number one,
sure.
What band was it that really made the big impact on you and got you into music?
Kiss.
Okay.
I mean, in fact, I was listening to Dressed to Kill last night. I bought it at a truck stop. it's just, I mean, for me, you know, I was always into music. I actually took piano when I was like 7 or 8, and I got kind of bored with it because I wanted to be able to play Elton John songs. And, you know, I was a little kid, and I didn't realize how complex it was.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I switched to guitar. You know, when I discovered Kiss at like 10 or 11, it was immediately, that was it. That was my whole life. From like 1975, 76 till about 19, till I discovered Van Halen, basically.
Wow.
About 1978, 79. That was my whole life, my whole world was Kiss. So I don't know any theory or anything. I play everything by ear and by feel, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Fan question number two. How do you remain so humble and not let the business of music get to you?
Because I actually hate the business of music in the sense of, I mean, it's not, I don't hate the business. It's just a very difficult cutthroat business.
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, there's no need to be an asshole. There's no need to have an attitude. My mom always told me, you know, from the beginning, and my mom told me, she goes, and I didn't understand it at the time. She said, just keep something in mind, son. And I said, what's that, mom? She said, those who humble themselves are exalted. Those who exalt themselves are humbled. And I didn't understand what she meant. Now I do. And she was being, you know, if you're a humble person and you're good to your fans and you don't act like you're, because I'm not any better than them. What the fuck? All it is my job's different. You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I'm still a hardworking, blue collar attitude, beer drinking guy. You know, my job's just different. I'm not better than them. And all these years that I've been doing it, a lot of extremely talented people, you know, have had basically zero success due to a bad attitude. I mean, it's a tough business. It's like we kind of, you know, the way this business is right now, all the bands that are in the same boat as us, even like on this package, for instance, you know, this is a team with Crowbar and Battlecross and Lord Dino. We work together and help each other every day with everything because we're all in this together. You know, it's tough out there, and it's like you're finding, we find that bands that have been around, you know, as long as we have and been around and are still doing it. I mean, we run into, you know, our friends, you know, guys like, you know, bands like Napalm Death, Suffocation, Obituary, just to name a few. You know, all of these guys, you know, COC, I mean, Pepper's Back Jam with them, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, I hate God, all of us. We've all been doing this for so long that, and we're all still doing it. And we're still doing it at a great level, you know, at a very high level.
Yeah.
And that shows it. But it's the reason we're still here, I think, is because we're humble.
Yeah,
we're
true.
Regular old guys that treat our fans with respect. We appreciate, you know, them spending their hard-earned money to come see us play, to buy our merchandise, to, you know, to buy our CDs, the ones that do buy it, and all of the real fans do. And, you know, being humble is a huge part of finding success.
And then lastly, fan question number three, what is your biggest fear musically?
My biggest fear musically? Well, I mean, my biggest fear of being a musician has probably already come true, which is the way the business is these days with, you know, with no one selling records and illegal downloading. And, you know, I mean, it really, really, really has changed. I mean, bands that were once very successful are literally falling off the map. I mean, they're falling off the face of the earth. No one, it's like, you know, bands will get popular and then boom, they're gone. And it's like, you know, I mean, we've been so fortunate to survive that, but I think a lot of the reason we have survived it, we continue to thrive and continue to move forward, is that we never did have a huge amount of success, and we never were the hot you know, flavor of the month thing. We never fit into any genre. We're just Crowbar.
Yeah.
You know, we make our own music, and you know, for us, it's just about slow and steady wins the race. The hare and the tortoise mentality. And
oh yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing it at a high level. Be great to your fans. Treat them with respect. Kick ass every night, and you'll be able to continue doing it.
No, well said, man. Hey, everybody, we've been talking to Kirk from Crowbar. Don't forget their latest CD, Symmetry in Black, is out now, so grab that if you haven't yet. Great CD. And the guys got a couple weeks left on tour with Battlecross and Lord Dying, pretty much playing through July 3rd. So if you get a chance, go check it out. Kirk, man, good talking to you, man. Thanks so much for your time, brother.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, man.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right.